You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
We are pleased to be back with you on the Gym Class, Mark Dukes, alongside Alex Kuhn and Buttons. Sorry we missed you yesterday. Mike Halas scheduled to appear with us yesterday. We will reschedule with Mike, and that could come as soon as tomorrow. We will keep you up to date. The Gym Class, brought to you by Hennings Financial Incorporated, your retirement rollover specialists. Hennings Financial Incorporated is a Cedar Rapids-based financial services firm focused on your retirement journey. Their specialty is helping pre-retirees and the newly retired manage their assets to produce a sustainable income. Head to henningsfinancial.com for more information. Good show for you today, despite the circumstances out there. Hope all of you are healthy and safe. Mark Ironside, our wrestling expert, will join us in just about 15 minutes for what is unexpectedly his last appearance of the season on the Gym Class, talking about college wrestling. Alex, times are different right now.
Yes, they are.
I am about a mile away from you.
You are.
I am doing this from home on our people. I'm telling you what, people at KGYM have been terrific, not only managing the crisis that is the coronavirus, but on a company level, but getting us on the air. You are in studio. Again, we're about a mile apart, but we're going to make this as seamless as possible, pal, okay?
Absolutely. We discussed this yesterday, Mark. A few people concerned. We're all fine. We're all good. We're just practicing social distancing like a lot of other companies out there and trying to keep everybody as safe as possible and taking this as seriously as possible. So I echo your sentiments about the folks here at KZIA Incorporated for taking all these measures, and we're going to continue to bring you a show from now until 4 o'clock, and then Todd and I from 4 until 6. So as we've mentioned, we got a lot to get to, Mark, but I've completely come around on the NFL, and thank goodness that we have some news to keep us distracted in a time like this.
We have a ton of news in the NFL, which we will get to. We are coming to you on 1600 AM, 107.5, the new Jim OT, 106.3 FM, 102.3 FM. And we want to remind you, you can always stream KGYM directly from your computer or tablet at kgymradio.com. You can get the KGYM on your Amazon Echo or Google Home speaker. More info, again, at our website. COVID-19 updates today, not many, plenty, since we last talked to you on Friday, most of which you are aware of. Alex, the Kentucky Derby and the French Open tennis tournaments both postponed till September. And just breaking today, Bowling Night in America off until the end, at least the end of the month. And that's normally comes up on Wednesday, but there is that breaking news today, so.
So that's when you know that things are kind of shutting down a little bit, and we'll keep you updated as much as possible, and kind of continue to walk that fine line of keeping you informed, but also keeping you entertained. Plenty to get to the rest of the week, but I'm glad, Mark, that we could make this happen, and I think that folks out there are very appreciative of that.
Yeah, hopefully so. And I echo those sentiments, Alex, and appreciate you being with me for the better part of 2 weeks. As Scott Unas just called tons of games in the girls and boys state tournaments, and he took a much deserved vacation in a couple days over the weekend. He will be back tomorrow. Alex, normally we would be talking about the first four of the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
Which we're scheduled to go on tonight. And then in the end of the weekend, the first and second rounds of the NCAA tournament, perhaps Iowa women hosting tournaments. We'll be talking to Mark Ironside about the NCAA wrestling tournament this week, the seeds, possibilities of, you know, Iowa winning a championship outright for the first time in 10 years. But as you know, that's not the case. But I think we've pledged to be not only informative, but entertaining. And again, we will do so with Mark Ironside and a lot of NFL talk.
Absolutely. And we discussed this yesterday, Mark. A lot of people out there are very unsure of what's going to happen. And it seems at times that talking about things like this can be trivial. But you think about the University of Iowa and the seasons that they were having, the wrestling team, the men's basketball team, the women's basketball team, all of the things that the NFL draft, which is still going to go on, but all of these things that were kind of going the way of Iowa. Scott Docterman of The Athletic pointed it out. There's going to be a lot of thought back to this season, and this season, this winter season, is what could have been. And I'm glad we kind of get to reflect on that. And I think we all wish that we could have seen it all played out. Circumstances have dictated otherwise, but it's going to be interesting over these next couple weeks to go back and look at what was and what could have been for so many programs at the University of Iowa this winter.
It really, you're right, Alex. It really could have been a watershed season when you talk about the football season in which Iowa capped off a very good season with a victory over Southern California in convincing fashion, what the Iowa men's basketball team did and could have done in the Big Ten and NCAA tournaments, same for the Iowa women. The wrestling favored to win that NCAA championships, and it's all taken away. And I think certainly the coaches and most of the athletes have come to grips with that. But it has really been tough on it's been tough on a lot of people. But certainly the athletes, as you outlined.
Yeah, and I'm going to be interested. We've discussed the winter sport athletes, the wrestling team, and the men's basketball team. We chatted with Ryan Kreener. I'm going to be interested to hear what Mark Ironside has to say about this, because I think the wrestling team had the most amount of heartbreak, in my opinion. A program that dominated the sport for so long and is still at the right near the top of the class, right near the top of the list. But in recent years, there's been another program out there. There's been a couple in the Big Ten that have overtaken them at times. And then they finally put this whole season together where everything breaks right for them. They're the most loaded they've been in maybe a decade. And it all kind of comes down. Mark, I will never forget the day. We were sitting here, this was a week ago, right? A week ago when Mark Ironside was sitting in our studio with you and I, and I had to break the news to him that, well, at the time, there would be no fans in the stands. And then the next day we found out that the wrestling tournament wasn't going to happen at all. And I understood the frustration. I really do. I trying to put myself in the shoes of the Iowa wrestling program and the fans that were so excited for this season and how it was going and the possibility of winning a national championship. It's heartbreaking, and I'm really interested to hear from Mark Ironside today.
Well, Alex, I spoke with Mark privately last night, and I don't know how much he'll share in our private conversations, but he's very passionate about what happened. And I'll let him speak for himself, but I agree with you totally. A national championship, perhaps out the window. Spencer Lee, chance to win four straight NCAA titles, out the window.
Right.
You know, just a tough time. But we'll get to Mark Ironside in just about 7-8 minutes or so. Great to hear from Cajun Troy on the text line. She said it's great hearing from us. Her son is in Palm Springs and is out of work as a PT. His patients were mostly over 65 and they were encouraged to stay home. This too will pass.
Thank you for great to hear from you, Troy. 319-366-1600. We want to hear from you out there. What are you guys? What are you up to? What are you up to? And hopefully, we continue to hear from you over the next few weeks, because we're gonna be on the air and bringing you some news as it comes. But Mark, you had to wake up this morning and kind of look at your phone and see the news breaking from the NFL. My goodness. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's been a ton of it yesterday and today. And we'll probably get to more of it after Mark Ironside's interview. But if you missed it, Tom Brady leaving New England, that's the headliner. Cage and Troy, very happy. Drew Brees, well, happy, I think, that Drew Brees is going to sign a contract for 2 years, I believe, with the New Orleans Saints.
Correct.
Alex, in regards to Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers is going to be an Indianapolis Colt.
And I think that's a great fit, a great offensive line there. And whether that translates to, you know, big victories or not, I don't know. The Bears active, picking up Robert Quinn.
What'd you think, Mark? I have to get your thoughts.
Pair him with Khalil Mack, really? I mean, Bears are going to get rid of Leonard Floyd,
yep.
who I like. But Robert Quinn, 11.5 sacks last year for Dallas, 5 years, $70 million for a 29-year-old. I'd like it, again, pairing him with Khalil Mack, Danny Trevathan, and the Bears defense that already is pretty solid. But now what are the Bears going to do on offense?
Right.
Rumors right now, they're kind of backtracking on what they want to do with Mitch Trubisky. The Bears, you know, kind of kicking the tires on some quarterbacks out there. And there's many, including Cam Newton and others. So it's going to be very interesting to see what the Bears do going forward there. And just in, Jason Witten, the tight end, former broadcaster, I guess, but he's going to the Las Vegas Raiders.
The news keeps breaking, but Mark, I want to step back to something you were talking about with the Bears, and you brought up the idea of Cam Newton. That's going to be brought on by this domino effect right now of what is going on with all of the quarterbacks around the league. And what's going on with the quarterbacks around the league is Teddy Bridgewater just signed a 3-year deal with the Las Vegas Raiders. And
oh, he did, because he was.
Or, excuse me, the Las Vegas Raiders. So the Carolina Panthers is what I'm in. Sorry, yeah. Guys. It's the quarantine brain coming through right now. But if you're a Bears fan, do you want to see Cam Newton in a Bears uniform? What would you be willing to give up to acquire Cam Newton? Because right now that's a lot of money to give to Robert Quinn. $30 million guaranteed, 5 years, 5 years for the 30-year-old. He'll be 30 in May, and I love Robert Quinn. Going back to his days with the St. Louis Rams and then the Cowboys, I think he is a great football player. I think he's a phenomenal pass rusher and has really beefed up against the run. He can play all three downs. And I think the money that they gave him is a lot of money. And with the money that they gave Khalil Mack, they're pushed up against the cap. And so You got to get creative. And do you explore a trade for Cam Newton at this point? What do you think? 319-366-1600.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. And once again, the Bears and management said that they were going to go forward with Mitch Trubisky. And now with all the options out there, they've kind of, you know, revisited their thinking. And personally, I don't want Tom Brady. If that was ever a possibility, I don't want Tom Brady. He's regressed the last 3 years. Still, Tom Brady. I get it. I don't want Tom Brady. I'm not sure I want Cam Newton in his injury history. So the money you're talking about is very important for the Bears as they go forward. And what the options really are. So this is going to be a very active situation, I think.
It will, because you look at the options out there, and there's no slam dunk, right? people are talking about Tom Brady. Tom Brady's going to end up in a different location than we expect. He's not going back to New England. That's the story that we.
Where's he going, Alex?
Is he going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Because if that happens, we talk all the time about legends ending up in a place and they just don't even look right in the uniform. That will be Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. Could you just imagine for a second Tom Brady in a Buccaneers uniform? Can you do it?
I think I can imagine him more in a Charger uniform.
And that's fair because you talk about the Chargers and they have a lot of things going for them, but is it enough with the fan situation there, playing for that organization that isn't necessarily all that well-respected around the league? Here's the thing. Tom Brady isn't going to have the large amount of options that we thought he was going to have.
Mm-hmm.
They paid the Tennessee Titans, Mark, paid Ryan Tannehill $130 million instead of Tom Brady. Yeah, I mean, it's to the point where I don't know where the fit is, and these are unprecedented times in the NFL, and it's hard to say that with everything going on because they're just unprecedented times all around. But in the NFL, we're gonna see this dynasty in a sport where dynasties aren't supposed to exist. They're impossible, right? It's impossible to have a dynasty in the NFL. Well, they've had one for two decades. And which side flinches first? Who's more successful in their next place? 319-366-1600. Tom Brady or Bill Belichick? And I shouldn't say the different place, but who's more successful now, the Patriots or Tom Brady?
Well, where do the Patriots turn?
This is another great question. Is Jarrett Stidham the guy? Is Bill Belichick going to prove, you know what, I can win without Tom Brady? That seems like something he'd want to do, right?
I think that's in his DNA, no question about it. But they've got to go to free agency, I would think. You know, whether it's one of the quarterbacks we already talked about or a trade. The Patriots can be very unpredictable. And the quarterbacks on the roster right now are not going to cut it.
No, they're not.
We know that.
No, they're not, unless we see Bill Belichick try to show that he's smarter than everybody. But I think that you're right. They need to find an insurance policy. They need to find somebody in case Jarrett Stidham is not the guy to be able to step in and be the guy. And like I said, I'm excited for football season for many reasons. And I think some of them are obvious. But this is the moment of truth to a certain extent of what does the league look like now? How is it reshaped? Are the Buffalo Bills the favorite in the AFC East? Are we actually saying that? Is that true after they acquired Stephon Diggs? A lot of unanswered questions are going to be answered this fall.
Cajun Troy on the text line, the First Federal Credit Union text line, believes Brady is going to the Chargers.
Just
her opinion.
You want to? I see that. Here's the other thing. You want to play Patrick Mahomes three times a year?
Exactly. Exactly. And Russell Wilson.
Well, Patrick Mahomes three times a year is, I think, the thing to watch out for now in the league, because we saw when Tom Brady and Bill Belichick sort of took over the AFC East. The rest of the AFC East just hasn't been worth a crap in a couple decades. Mm-hmm. You've seen playoff seasons here and there from the Jets. You've seen very little from the Bills, although they did get into the playoffs last year. But do you trust them to get back there this year? Do you really believe in Josh Allen? And you know what, folks, we're working out the kinks. We apologize for the background noise, but that's the worst that we have today. We'll be all right. We're still figuring some things out. So continue to text in. But is this going to have a domino effect in the AFC West, where the rest of the division, which is pretty unstable as it is, some organizations that aren't necessarily the picture of success and how to run a business? Are the Chiefs just going to take over that division for, I'm not going to say two decades, but the foreseeable future?
Exactly. Mark Ironside standing by, but we will give you a Emo's Hideaway poll question available to you at KGYMradio.com. Who is the Bears' starting quarterback in week one of 2020? Will it be Mitch Trubisky or someone else? Alex, let's take a break. We'll bring in Mark Ironside to talk wrestling. More NFL talk after this.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why Marvin Windows and Doors are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not big box stores. Marvin never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship.
At Alexander Lumber, they're proud to be a Marvin dealer. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial. A family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota L-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota L-Series tractors. With a powerful and reliable Kubota diesel engine, two superior transmission options, and optional performance-matched implements, including front loader and backhoe, the L2501 can tackle any job. Kubota is a proud sponsor of Iowa State football on the Cyclone Radio Network. Visit a participating Iowa Kubota dealer near you.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Live sports and great smart rock go hand in hand. Take KGYM and Smart FM everywhere you go with the free KGYM app and the free Smart FM app. Sports and your favorite music on your mobile device with a touch of a button. For the home game or the road trip, get the KGYM app and Smart FM app for free today from your app store or KGYMradio.com and SmartRockin.com.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
My life revolves around Harmon Killebrew, a guy who retired before I was born, way before my son was in the picture. He likes Harmon Killebrew, what can I say? I'm setting him up for failure right now, aren't I? I have ruined his life before he has even started kindergarten.
No, well, he's going to really like baseball.
Nerd! Yeah, okay, it's dad's fault.
319-366-1600. Hey, whatever, the baseball nerds these days, they're making a lot of money.
The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 to 6 on KGYM.
Welcome back to the gym class. 3:27. We're going to get hooked up with Mark Ironside to visit with him about some developments in the last few days of college wrestling. We're talking, Alex and I were talking, by the way, Mark Dukes alongside Alex Kuhn and Buttons today.
Yep.
On the St. Patrick's Day edition of the gym class, we were talking about the NFL, this just coming down from Ian Rappaport of NFL Insider, former Iowa Hawkeye lineman Brian Bulaga signing a deal with the Los Angeles Chargers.
There you go. Will he be blocking for Tom Brady this season? It's possible.
Excellent question. Very much looking forward to our next guest, Mark Ironside, who has been so gracious over the years to share his thoughts about college wrestling. Do we have Mark, Alex?
We're going to get him hooked up here in just a second. Buttons has his number, and we're going to call him here. A little bit of a behind the scenes trying to get him on, and we're going to call him now, and I'll let you know when we get him hooked up.
Yeah, he's normally in studio, so he's adapting as well, and we're going to make this happen. Balaga, by the way, 3-year, $30 million deal with the Chargers. So I guess good news for on both ends there.
Yeah, it's interesting because Todd and I had discussed what he was going to do last night. The injuries through his career and kind of have taken a toll, and we're going to get to Mark Ironside as he's locked and ready to go here in just a second, Mark. But I asked my Packer fan friend, do you think he'll retire? And he said no. He started all 16 games. He had a fantastic year in 2019. Someone's going to pay him a lot of money, and lo and behold, we just find out it was the Los Angeles Chargers.
Wow. Well, we got a ton of texts on the NFL, but we're going to postpone those right now and bring in our next guest, Mark Ironside, who's joined us for many years to talk about college wrestling. And I want to say good afternoon and thanks, Mark.
Yeah, you got it. A little different times right now, but we're still here, right?
Yes, we are. And thanks for joining us by phone today. And last we talked, Mark, we were just getting news that the NCAA wrestling championships were going to be closed to the public, or Big Ten, I can't remember. But then shortly after that, we found out that the NCAA had shut down not only the basketball, but the NCAA wrestling tournament. And you didn't have a chance to react to that. Now you do.
I don't know, Mark. I don't know if you want to ask me these questions because I might get fired from my job. if I answer them truthfully.
Well, depending on your response, I might get fired as well.
I guess, do you want Mark Ironside's gist of it, or do you want the politically correct gist of it? I guess there's two options there, and I probably can't provide you with the 100% true Mark Ironside gist of it, or you'll hear KGYM and probably hear a bunch of lashback, or I will, or I don't care about myself, to be honest with you, but I don't agree with the way that things have been handled. This whole corona thing is just it's just crazy to me. It's mind-boggling to me. I don't think that there's really any reason that they couldn't have had, at the very, 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 very least, the D2s and D3s, when these people are already at the venues, the mats are rolled out. They've already said no fans, 5 per family member or 1 per coach. Cut out the family members even if you really need to, but I mean, it's not really fair to them. But they've already spent the money on the airlines. They've already traveled there. They've already spent the money on the hotels. They're in the venues. Let them finish out their tournament, and some of them, the seniors, their careers, and have the event. I just don't understand. Now, number one thing is just I don't think sometimes people think about the heartbreak that's really involved in not just the sport of wrestling, but other sports as well too. But they don't understand quite the magnitude of the heartbreak that there is, within these athletes, and it's like their dream and the careers of these athletes are so minimal. They're so small. It's not like they're professional athletes. They've made it. They're making millions of dollars or anything like that or whatever. These guys, they get some scholarships here and there, but this is something they'll never get a chance to do the rest of their lives again, some of these guys. Or even, you take a guy like Spencer Lee, who is going for his third NCAA title. I mean, he's trying to make history here by being the first national champ, 4-time national champ, for the University of Iowa. And on top of that, like KJ wrote about in the Syracuse Gazette, is that he's so selfless. He he could have easily taken a medical redshirt, not medical redshirt, I'm sorry, an Olympic redshirt this year, just like so many others did. But he did not do that. He chose to go the path of staying with his team, staying true to the team, and being in this and being a team player here and trying to win a national championship, you know, with the team, and still travel and go and compete at the U.S. Senior Nationals, win that tournament too. So he's kind of juggling both freestyle and folk style wrestling when he could have been concentrating on the Olympics and qualifying for Olympic team. He didn't. And now that's gone. He doesn't have an opportunity to become a four-time national champion. And it's just, I don't, and then you got Tom Brands involved in it, you know, and the fact that, you know, I mean, which he wouldn't, he, it's not about him if you ask him, but, you know, I mean, it's been 10 years since I was, you know, won this, you know, national title, had a national title, and everything's going great. And I just think that they could have, like I said, D2, D3, they could have finished it out. No fans, gone in there, you know, media, specific media people only, allowed the fans to watch it at home and everything would be good, and then prevent a lot of heartbreak, but also a lot of complications now that are going to become of it if they try to put back the, you know, give back some eligibility for these seniors. And it can't just be, honestly, you can't just leave it at the seniors. It's got to be everybody, to be fair. And it just, and it's an absolute complicated mess. It's going to be an enormous mess for even the spring sports. And there's so many things that go into that, that people have really, honestly, they don't realize and don't even think about. And I think it really, really could have happened. And when people say, oh, but yeah, but you're not thinking about the livelihood of others. You're not thinking about the health of others. I'm thinking about the health of others. I'm thinking about the livelihood of others. And that's where I got to be really, really, really careful about what I say and start putting things into comparison and so forth. And do I believe this coronavirus is a hoax? Do I think it's like it's not real? Absolutely not. I don't think it's a hoax. I know it's real. It's for sure it's real. People are dying. But at what magnitude have we blown this completely, completely off the charts? And it's nuts. And when you compare it to the flu, for one, you compare it to, you know what, Mark? You know, I just drove home from work to my house just now. My chance of getting in a car accident today is much, 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 much off the charts greater than getting the coronavirus. And my chance of dying in a car accident today on the way home from work from my work to my house just now was much, 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 much greater than dying of the coronavirus. But you know what? And that goes for everybody in this freaking country. But nobody even blinks an eye about getting in a car and driving every single day. They don't even blink an eye. And that's. But seriously, you know, you think about that. You really well. Then everybody will say, well, why do you need to drive? Well, or they'll say, well, yeah, of course we have to drive. We got to go to work. Well, exactly. We got to go to work. So why are we shutting down the country right now? We got to go to work. This is creating so much financial and emotional devastation right now in this whole country. Screw that. We have to go to work. We can't shut the country down because of this. And I could go on and on and on, and that's all I'm going to say. And because I could give you so many facts and comparisons and just light this world up, but obviously understand my frustration. And it's just, and you never hear about any of that stuff on TV. You never see any coronavirus charts next to a flu influenza chart. You don't see any of that. It's all coronavirus. That's it. And when you really look at the grand scheme of things, the coronavirus doesn't even pale to what the flu or influenza, car accidents, cancer, just millions of other causes of death that are much greater than this. And we're panicking and absolute hysteric. It's hysterical because of this, when there's other things out there that are daily, that are way worse than this. We don't even blink an eye, don't even talk about, and we go on with our daily lives.
Mark Ironside joining us on the Gym Class today. His appearance sponsored, as always, by Kirk Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance, over there on Johnson Avenue, Northwest. Thanks, as always, to Kirk. Mark, that was quite – I'm not sure everybody agrees with you, to tell you the truth.
Hell no, no way. The majority won't agree with me, and that's I'm fine with that. They can believe what they want to believe. I'll believe what I want to believe. And I don't mean to be an epidemic freaking armchair quarterback, but when you look at the facts, I mean, the facts speak for themselves. The problem is nobody's reporting the facts, and that's what bothers me.
Mark, what about another, you know, even without fans in the stands, a possibility of, this is from the text line, by the way, of wrestlers spreading it to each other. That wasn't a concern, evidently, for you.
Absolutely. It's no different than the flu. I mean, that's what I'm trying to tell you people. It's no different than the flu. I mean, what if they showed up, they didn't really have the flu symptoms yet? You know, it's a national tournament. You know how many kids are going to go to the national tournament every year and compete because it's their last chance to still wrestle and have the flu? It happens all the time. It happens in everything we do. People show up to work and go to school with the flu, and there's millions of people being infected with influenza every year. They get that virus, and that doesn't slow them down. So, yeah, they could have showed up. They could have infected somebody else, but it's no different than getting infected with the flu. That's what I'm trying to say. But, you know, and then they say, well, we don't have a cure for this or whatever. We don't have a cure for the flu exactly either. If it's past the point, if it's too late, they're just like, well, you can't get the Tamiflu. You already passed. You've been so many days past it. Still live. It's just a very minute population that dies from it. You know, there's so many people that your body fights through it and you come out of it. And obviously it's the elderly, it's the infants, it's people with diabetes and stuff like that, you know, that you have to be very, very concerned. And I am very concerned. I'm really concerned about certain people that really should stay away from it. And, you know, in a situation like that, don't go to these tournaments or where there's people around and stuff, and put yourself in a situation like that if you do have diabetes, or don't take an infant there, or if you're elderly and you're sick and you have cancer, your immune system's already down, you should not be there. But the majority of us will fight through this on a regular basis, just like we do all the time, with a vaccine or not, because a lot of times, you know, people don't get the flu shots. Even people that do get the flu shots still get the flu, so that's not 100% cure. So, yeah, they could go and they could pass amongst each other, but at the time, you know, it was so minimal. The amount of people that have coronavirus right now is like absolutely like a little speck and minuscule compared to the people who have influenza and the flu.
Well, let's move on from our opinions on the virus, Mark. And I know, having talked to you last night, you're passionate about that. But opinions are opinions, my friend. And let's talk wrestling and what may be ahead next year. Iowa returns the bulk of the lineup, but next year is going to be a non-Olympic redshirt year, and a lot of the opponents, the complexion of their lineups will change. So how do you look at the things going forward?
Well, you know, luckily for Iowa, which is the situation where, you know, you can look ahead and say, well, we got next year. But at the same time, you can't get back this year. And that's what's really, really, really unfortunate about it. But next year, you look at our lineup, we're going to have everybody back, excluding Michael Kemmer, who should get a medical red shirt. I think that's a pretty black and white situation. And then also Pat Lugo. We lose Pat Lugo, which, you know, I don't know exactly where Mike Ironman's going to be. I think that probably a 149-pounder is where he's probably going to be and slide right in there. You know, we're going to be good hands there. So I think we're going to have an extremely strong team next year, just as strong as we had this year. Yes, the rest of the country, they got a lot of guys coming out of Olympic redshirt. They're going to be in there, but none of those teams, other than really Michigan, is going to have a decent amount of guys returning to their lineup as that were all medical Olympic redshirt off of one specific team. It's kind of just really widespread. So it's not really, it's going to hurt. Like one team's going to really come in and dominate because everybody's coming back from the Olympic redshirts besides Michigan. Michigan is going to have a really, really good team next year. I still think Iowa has, the best chance. I think Iowa's in the driver's seat come next year. But besides that, it's just kind of countrywide spread. But Michigan's going to be the team to really look at and consider next year, which you don't really think about Michigan as being a team like that. But people are going to find out next year that they're going to, besides the Hawks, they're going to be a team to beat.
So new faces in the Iowa lineup will be whom?
I think the only new face you're going to see in the lineup will be Mike Ironman, who transferred in this year and had an Olympic redshirt from Missouri, and I, you know, at 149, and I don't know for sure if he's going 149 You know, if I'm, you know, the IU wrestling program, the coaching staff, which I'm not, that's where I see him fitting in the best at. There's talks of him going down to 141. I think that's a pretty big cut for him. And plus we're pretty solid there too, with Maximilian, who had a really good year there, who's returning. So I think, you know, I think 149, he slides in for Lugo, and then we really just don't miss a beat from where we were this year. And that's the only new face in the lineup. Everybody else is back.
How about Iowa and Iowa State? There was some heartache for some of those guys as well. A freshman at Iowa State who had a chance to maybe win an NCAA title or get on the podium fairly high, and he had a senior or two at UNI that they're not going to get another chance.
Yeah, I mean, it's don't get me started again, Mark. But it's
I know like, I don't want like you to start again, Mark.
It's like that for everybody, and you can. It's not just Iowa. It's not just Iowa State. It's, you know, it's everybody in the country, and it's just a very, very unfortunate situation. And you look at Carr from, you know, the 157 pounder, Nate Carr Jr. from Iowa State, 157, who was a freshman and had an opportunity to possibly be a national, you know, champion and win it as a freshman and possibly go for four. And I mean, that's just one guy, but there's all sorts of them out there. I mean, you can start pinpointing them and talk to a lot of people. Tanner Sloan out of Little Abernet, Iowa, you know, was going into the national tournament this year. There was a good opportunity for him to be on the All-American stand. He won't get that back. How many people from Abernet really ever get an opportunity in the sport of wrestling? Like, this is, he'd make history. First person ever, you know, to get on the award stand, to be an All-American out of Abernet, Iowa. And there's just so many stories that you know, are just going to kind of go by the wayside. There's just that tournament, what we were looking forward to, what was going to happen in Minneapolis was going to be one of the greatest tournaments to ever be had at the NCAA championships in the history of the sport. And with so many storylines, and especially for the Midwest, and we'll just never know. It's just the tournament that, you know, that wasn't.
Mark, we're going to wrap things up. I appreciate your insight. Didn't intend to get into a debate of any kind, but I know you're passionate about your thoughts and respect that. And look forward very much to next year. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. It's been another really good year. Appreciate you guys having me on all the time. You guys do a great job. Thanks for everything you do for the sport of wrestling, amongst other sports as well, too. So be safe out there. Drive safely.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Ironside, his last appearance of the season, and judging by the text line, there's mixed opinions about his thoughts. We won't get into those, but it is what it is, I guess, at this point. Thanks to Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. His sponsorship of Mark's segment, always appreciated. You can locate Kurt on Johnson Avenue Northwest. Alex, let's take a... another break here, and we'll come back and revisit the NFL. How about that?
Sounds good to me.
5 list today. With everyone quarantined because of coronavirus, I'm relegated to a legal pad. But that's where I started anyway. Writing lists down on legal pads? So that's where we'll end up. With the apocalypse descending upon us, why not finish where we started? Why not use a legal pad to make our top 5 landing spots for Tom Brady? At number 5, it is the Las Vegas Raiders. I find it fascinating that the Raiders have signed Marcus Mariota of the Tennessee Titans, but have not yet released contract details. I don't think this means that they're trying to hide money, trying to go ahead and squirrel away a few dollars, not let us know where that means they're going to sign.
All right, folks, having a little bit of technical difficulties, but we'll bring Mark Dukes back on the air, and the gym class is going to wrap up here on a Tuesday edition. Thank you for everyone for being with us. Mark, are you here?
I am with you, Alex.
All right, so let's just wrap things up. We're having a little bit of behind-the-scenes technical issues, but you all can hear us. And let's get back to the NFL. I know that there are a lot of fans out there that enjoyed the discussion that we had earlier in the show, and I have enjoyed the distractions from all the serious things going on and in the world, and this is a serious situation. I know that. I support all of the measures being taken. I think we all do, and or most of us at least. And Mark, the NFL is kind of ramping up here and stealing the spotlight.
It is indeed. A lot of debate on the text line and elsewhere about where Tom Brady is going to land. Of course, he's going to leave New England. Some folks say it's all wrapped up in Tampa Bay. Others say he's going to the Raiders. Others say he's going to the Chargers. Unless I missed my guess, Alex, I haven't seen anything definitive other than the fact that he has talked with Tampa Bay.
He has talk of Tampa Bay, and the rumors are absolutely swirling right now that he may end up a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. As we said, though, he's not going to end up in a prime location. We know that now. We know that he's not going to end up in a situation where it's necessarily a team that has been a playoff contender, a team that is kind of knocking on the door of being special. The San Francisco 49ers were his first choice. That fell through. And then the Tennessee Titans paid Ryan Tannehill a bunch of money and franchise tag Derrick Henry, which is absolutely unbelievable when you put that into perspective. And you can come at me with all of the talk about, oh, well, that's just the nature of the business. The quarterback gets paid. I will tell you the optics of that, not really holding this against the Tennessee Titans, but it's ridiculous. It is utterly ridiculous when you think about it. But those situations are out the window for Tom Brady. And he's going to have to go to another team where maybe they weren't in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, a lot of focus on quarterbacks, Alex. As you know, Drew Brees signing with the Saints for a couple years. The Bears apparently pursuing a quarterback. Phillip Rivers wrapped up a deal with the Colts. And status again on Bridgewater and the Panthers. That's a done deal.
Yes, it is. Teddy Bridgewater, a Carolina Panther for 3 years. So Matt Rhule and Joe Brady get their guy.
Very interesting. And the Bears, once again, giving a lot of money to linebacker Robert Quinn. Going to part ways with Leonard Floyd, but pair him with Khalil Mack, Danny Trevathan, and others, and that bolsters the defense. But once again, offenses or defenses don't always win games, and that's why we asked you or are asking you at kgymradio.com, our Emo's Hideaway poll question: who is the Bears' starting quarterback in week 1 of 2020? Is it Mitch Trubisky or someone else? Interestingly, right now, 2/3 of you are saying it's going to be Trubisky, Alex.
That is very interesting, because it's I guess you can ask the question then, who can they pick up at this point? Case Keenum is, he was signed yesterday. I'm blanking. All these moves coming at me. It's pretty crazy. All these moves, and you got to keep up with all of them. But Case Keenum signed. Teddy Bridgewater is off the market. I think it would be a huge mistake, really, to explore a trade for Nick Foles and to take on really any of that contract that he got from the Jacksonville Jaguars. That would be an incredibly foolish move. So who is it? Do you go out and try to make a trade for Cam Newton? Marcus Mariota's off the market. I wasn't really over the moon about him. The Bears need an insurance policy, and I think a lot of Bears fans at this point are worried, okay, who's that going to be? It seems like they need to bring in sort of a splash at that position. I thought Teddy Bridgewater could have been that guy, but they didn't want to invest the money into that, or maybe they just got beat out by the Carolina Panthers. But they're kind of running low on options at this point.
Is it possible, Alex, let me just throw this out, that Mitch Trubisky, and I'm a Bears fan, full disclosure, I'm on the fence about Trubisky, is it possible he just hasn't come into his own, that he hasn't had the proper weapons around him? Because as you know, Alex, he didn't play a whole lot in college, maybe 1 year, right?
Correct. See, I think he has weapons around him. I just don't think that – I don't think he's developed at all, and that's scary. So is it possible? Sure. Anything is possible, but we haven't seen signs that he's developing. And you knew he was going to be a project. You knew that he had a lot of work to do. He had a lot of maturing to do. He had to learn how to play football at that level and go under center and learn a hard count, if any of you have seen that YouTube video, and run an offense and run an NFL team. And it seemed to me last year that kind of broke him. It broke his confidence, and he just wasn't able to do it. Will he be able to do it? I'm not going to sit here and say absolutely not, but the Bears have to bring in an insurance policy in the very real chance that he never does.
52-32 on the First Federal Credit Union text line. I've always wondered what the Patriots could do with Cam Newton at the helm. And Cyclone Tim, people had a hard time picturing Brett Favre in a Vikings uniform. So if we can handle that, we can handle Brady in another uniform.
Yeah, but the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? The Bucks? Oh, man, that's going to look weird.
If we have one more break, Alex?
We do.
Is that right?
Let's
go to it, and we'll put a wrap on the gym class after this.
All right, Mark, still having some technical difficulties, so let's just keep it here for the rest of the show, and we'll go out at the normal time and apologize. We're kind of trying to get things worked out in this time, and thank you so much for adjusting to everything that's going on here, and we know that everybody's safety is the most important thing in a time like this, and please take all the precautions that the experts are telling you at this time, please, that is all I can stress to you. Drown out the outside noise. What the people, the CDC, your local health officials, what they are telling you, please follow it. Whether you believe in the severity of it or not, I think most of us do at this point. Just follow what the experts are telling you, because this is their job and they want to keep us all safe. But I'm glad today, Mark, that we could put a wrap on things and get everybody at least momentarily. I've enjoyed today's show. For the most part, I've enjoyed coming back to a little bit of sports talk and seeing all the headlines coming out of the NFL today.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And we're doing our part as well. If you didn't catch the top of the show, we're working a mile apart.
We are.
I'm in my home. I'm on Skype, and you're in the studio, and for the most part, pretty seamless. I can see the text, and we brought in Mark Ironside, his last segment of the season. on college wrestling. Sorry, it was a little bit more opinionated than what some people wanted or wanted to hear. As most things, people are entitled to their opinions, and we respect the comments that we received, for the most part, I should say, on the text line and on Twitter. So, again, St. Patrick's Day, what a weird day.
It is.
Normally, the bars are open, and it's a great day. I feel for the servers and bartenders and owners out there that, you know, really depend on this day, but it's, in the end, it's a small sacrifice that they are paying compared to what the rest of us are doing. But we will continue on the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn to bring you the very best informative and entertaining program that we possibly can. And we will be with you the rest of the week. Scott Unash returning from a lengthy absence. And I can't thank you enough again, Alex, for joining me. But we're gonna plunge forward.
We are.
I'm not gonna go there. Okay. We're gonna continue what we're doing.
We are, and we're gonna be happy to do it, and like you said, keep you informed, and continue, as Todd says, to walk that line of keeping you informed and making sure that everybody's safe, and also being an entertainment program and bringing you the news.
We'll do it again tomorrow, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming up next for the next 2 hours. Thanks again to Mark Ironside. Gym Class will return tomorrow with Scott Unash. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Tom Brady, ready for the next chapter of his football life after announcing he'd be leaving the Patriots. Schefter's reporting Brady hasn't decided where he'll play next season and will be exploring his options. Leaving New England, a big gamble for Brady, believes ESPN.com senior writer Ian O'Connor.
He goes 8-8 now, 9-7, 7-9 the rest of his career. He knows what people, the haters, the doubters, the cynics, are going to say, that yes, you were a great player, but maybe you weren't the greatest quarterback ever. You were a little bit more the product of that Belichick system than people in New England wanted to think.
ESPN's Chris Mortensen reporting Panthers and free agent QB Teddy Bridgewater working on details of a 3-year, nearly $60 million contract.